Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We're going to be discussing B'siyata D'shmaya, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem for B'nai Noach and for B'nai Yisrael, based on the Masayad of Agon Reb Yaakov David Ilan Shlita. It says in the Pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Zayin, Asher Hotzei Sicha Me'ur Kastim. The Medrash says, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov teaches that Michael came and he saved Avram Havinu from the Kivshan Ha'esh. Avram Havinu was willing to be burned al Kiddush Hashem. He refused to bow down to the idols, and the angel Michael saved him. That's what it says in the Medrash. Also look in Psachim Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. So in the Parashas Drachim, written by the Mishnah Lamelech in his second Shrush, he's Marich based on the Sugi of the Gemara at the end of Perek Ben Sorer, Ben Sora Mor and Sanhedrin, that the Gemara has a shayla as to whether Bnei Noach are commanded about Kiddush Hashem to be Makadish Shem Shamayim. The Rambam, Perek Yud, Mehilchos Malacha, Malacha Beis Paskins, that a Bnei Noach is not mitzuve al Kiddush Hashem, al Kiddushas Hashem to be Makadish Shem Hashem. And according to this, Frek the Mishnah Lamelech, that if Avraham Avinu was not Yotzei Mechlal Ben Noach, if Avraham Avinu remains a Ben Noach, as is a famous discussion in the Achronim, the Avos have a din of Ben Noach or not. So if you say that until Sinai we had all din of Bnei Noach, if so, Avraham Avinu did Shalokidin, why did he let himself be thrown in the Kivshan Ha'esh in order not to be Oved Avodah Zarah? We paskin that Ben Noach is not Mitzuveh al Kedushas Hashem. Since Ben Noach is not Mitzuveh al Kedushas Hashem, so Memela, Avram Avinu should not have thrown himself, allowed himself to be thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. This Kiddushas Hashem means you die rather than do the Avera, but Bnei Noach are Mitzuva on that, on Kiddush Hashem. So it appears as follows, that the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Sodei HaTorah L'Chadalit writes that anybody about whom it says that one should die and not be over the Avera, and he was nevertheless over the Avera and he didn't die, he's Mechalel Es Hashem. He disgraces the name of God. And nevertheless, the Rambam says, since he was over Ba'onis, you don't give him Malkus. And it's Pashat that you don't give him Mises Beis Din, even if he kills Ba'onis, even if he does one of the three Averas, even if he kills, he isn't liable to capital punishment, because he didn't have Ratzon. Shei Malka Mimisim Ela Over Beretzonu Be'edim Ubasra. The only time one gets Malkus and Chiyuv Misa is if he does it with his own will, with Edim, and with Hasra. And this is repeated in the Rambam, Parakof, Mehilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Beis, that if a person does something for which he's Chayav Misas Beis Din Be'ones, Ein Beis Din Mimisim Oso. And even though he was Mitzuv Shehargval Yavor, even though he was Machal Shem Shamayim, since he's ones, he doesn't get the death penalty. It says, "Vin ulenara lo sase davar." When a girl is raped, you don't do anything to her. Why? Because she's innocent. She's a victim. So this is an azhara. The Rambam says to the Beis Din, "Shlo yanshu as ones," that they shouldn't punish somebody who is honest. They acted under compelling circumstances. So is the lashon of the Ritva in Avodah Zarah and Dalet Amud Aleph. The Rivash says this in Siman Dalet. Tos, the beginning of Avol Yevimto, says this, like the Kesef Mishnah there brings. Just he brings the Ramach, who argues and holds that if a person was over and he wasn't Nerag, he's Chayav Misa. So Bepashtus, the argument is, if the Gimel Averus, about which we say Yaharig Val Yavor, is there still a Ptur Onus? According to the Rambam, you don't punish him since he's honest. There's a Ptur Onus. And the Ramach holds that in these Averas, since there's no Din of V'chai Behem, there is also no Ptur of Onus. And Ramele, if somebody is over, he is Chayav Misa. And so too in the Ran Sanhedrin Samach Aleph and the Meiri there in the name of the Yesha Omrim. So the Rambam in Perek Tesvav Milchos Fi Alacha Gimel writes that a Kohen who's Oved Avodas Kochavim, even Ba'ones, doesn't Duchen. In the case of Mishnah says, how does the Rambam know this? If he does it Ba'ones, he just like when he shouldn't die, just like if he is Tiharig Vayav when he does it Ba'ones, he's not Chayiv Misa. So how does the Rambam know that a Kohen who served idols Ba'ones doesn't Tuchen? Maybe he does, since he was honest. The Rambam l'shitaso, right? We know that the Rambam says avar v'lo ne'arag, if he was over and he didn't die, so we don't punish him. There's a p'tur of onus. So if there's a p'tur of onus, he's mevatel the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, but there's still a p'tur of onus. Since there's a p'tur of onus, why don't we allow this person to duchen this kohen? In Rabbeinu Manoach, there it would appear that the Rambam is talking about a case where he's misrape me'avodah zarah. Not that he was warned either be ovid avodah zarah or die, but that he was very ill, and then he used an avodah zarah in order to remain alive. He did something which was avodas kochavim, which was a service, but he did it for a fua. You know, he did the 50 jumping jacks, which is the avoda. He did it for a fua. So then, it's beseder gamor in front of this getchke, but he did it for a fua, not that he was forced. And what does Rabbeinu Manoach mean? So it's a famous Rambam that says there in Halacha Vav that if a person is very sick and he's misrape be'avodas kochavim, they give him onesh beisdin, onesh haroilo. He does get the onesh beisdin. So the Chorim ask, I don't understand. When a person is threatened to either die or do one of the big three, and he does one of the big three, he's pater. So why, when he gets sick, he's misrape with one of the big three? Why is he chayav? So the Or Samech says, you're right, this person was onus machmas machalaso. He was onus because of his machala. But here he's misrape me ritzono. In other words, the Maisa Aveira is Beritzona. Now this Ratzon came because of his Machla. Nobody was forcing him. Nobody was saying, you better be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and if you're not Ovid Avodah Zarah, we'll kill you. There you could say he was actually forced to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, because they were telling him that you have to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. And his only other option is death. There he was forced in the Avodah Zarah. Here he wasn't forced in the Avodah Zarah. Here he had a Ratzon to serve the Avodah Zarah. Now the Ratzon came because of his Machala. But he did it willingly. It wasn't under any coercion. So that's not considered onus, because the mice itself was done by Ratzon. And that's what Rabbeinu Manoach means. That the Rambam says that if a person is Ovid Avodah Zarah bonus, it's pasul onus his kapayim. It's not talking about where he was forced to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's talking about where he had a machala. Nobody forced him at all, and he chose to. He chose to because of the machala, but he chose to. And therefore, since he chose to, he's not considered onus, and memela he's pasul l'duchen. However, it's dachuk to make an ukimta like that in the Rambam. The Rambam is only talking about such a case where he's misrapa and me'avodah zarah. That's the onus. It's how difficult to say that. So it appears follows that b'chol haTorah kula, the din of onus misa, that if somebody is threatened to either die or do the savera, better do the savera, and if you don't do it, you're going to die. So we know normally Yavor Vali Yaharek, you should do the Avera and not be killed. So there are really two pturim in this onus. Number one, there's a din onus that's learned from Ulinara Losas Adavra, like it says in Tosis and Sanhedrin. Daf Ayin Dalet, Sof Perik Ben Soramor, Daf Ayin Dalet Amit Beis, Tosar Rush over there, that also Bibnei Noach, there's a ptur onus. Ulinara Losas Adavra. So this pasuk teaches us that someone's not responsible, so they're not responsible. You don't do anything to them. Now that we need be Yisrael, the pasuk of v'chai b'hem, if this is a general p'tur, then what do you need v'chai b'hem for? V'lo she'yamas b'hem. Pashut. The answer is, in order that we shouldn't learn other mitzvahs from Rotzeach, the Harik Val Yavor, we need a special pasuk. We start off with the p'tur of onus. Then you're going to say, how do you know that really Pater's onus? Maybe we should learn all the other mitzvahs from where onus is chayav, from Rotzeach. So explains the Aruch Lener. That's why we need the V'chai Behem. To tell us not to learn from Rotzeach, where it's Yaharig Bal Yavor. And there's another P'tur that's learned from the Pasuk of V'chai Behem. It's not learned from Lanal or Sasid Dabar. It's learned from the Pasuk of V'chai Behem. Like it says in Rashi, in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalar, Amad Aleph, Yuma Pehe, Amad Beis, and in the Rishonim. V'chai Behem, Beloshi Yamas Behem. And that teaches us a P'tur of onus, that you have to do the Aveira and live, if you're honest. So, it would appear that these two Pturim, the Ptur of Lonar Los Asadavar, and the Ptur of V'chai Behem, are fundamentally different than Midin Ones, the Maisa Aveira, is a Maisa Aveira, just his Pater Meonshin. Mashen came the Ptur of V'chai Behem, there's no Aveira at all. We're talking about V'chai Behem, there's no Aveira. And it's Mefurish like that in the Aruch, Erech Aral. So in its Davi Yisrael, Akaim HaMitzvahs. V'makom Sheish Misa, Shenemar V'chai Behem. We weren't commanded to keep the mitzvahs. V'chai Behem is a p'tur that tells you that there was no Aveira at all. You should live and not die. Memel, if you did, this is no Ma'is Aveira. So from L'Nar Lo Sase Dover, we learn, Din of Ones, that p'tur Onshin. And from V'chai Behem, we learn even more that it's not even an Aveira. And it would seem that that's the reason of the Rambam in Hilchos Sodei HaTorah, Halacha Dalet, that anybody about whom it says Yav Yehareg Ve'al Yavor, and he was, anybody about whom it says Yavor Ve'al Yehareg, and he was Nerag and he wasn't over, Rezim Schaif Benafsha, that anybody about whom it says that one should do the Avera and not be killed, and he was killed and he didn't do the Avera, so he's Mischaif Benafsha. Why? Why is he Mischaif Benafsha? If he was Nerag V'lo Avar, why did he do such a big Avera if he died? Because since Midin V'chai Behem, it's not a Maisa Avera, therefore he's not allowed to be Machmer on himself, not like the Tosis and the Rosh, and the Zorch of Zion and Bez, the Miri, the Magen Avram, Simon Yates, that a person can be Machmer on himself. The Rambam holds that a person is not allowed to be Machmer on himself. Why not? Because B'chal not a Maisa Avera. From V'chai Behem you learn that it's B'chal not a Maisa Avera. Since it's not a Maisa Avera, he has no permission to be Machmer on himself. When the din is that he's supposed to live, because V'chai Behem tells you it's not an Avera, it's Mefurish like this in the Kiryas Sefer over there, Kol Enemar Yavor V'al Yaharig V'Nerag V'lo Avar, Mischaif B'Nafsho, anybody about whom it says that he should be over and not be Nerag, and he decided to be Nerag, he decided to be a pious one, and to be Nerag V'lo Avar, nevertheless he's not pious, he's Mischaif B'Nafsho. K'moshu Mitzuva Lishmor HaMitzvahs, K'shein Sakana D'Chsibu Shmarta Mitzkol Mitzvosai, V'chai Behem, Kachu Mitzuva Shal Lishmor K'shu Mistaken, D'Mechlal Hein, Ata Shomei Alav. So just like he's Mitzuva when there's no Sakana, he's also Mitzuva to live when there is a Sakana. In other words, there's no more Mitzvah. He didn't do a Maisa Mitzvah. He just died for nothing. How silly is that? So Midin V'chai Behem, there's no essay at all. And with this, we can explain the Rashi in Yevamos and the Samach Dalet Amid Beis, famous Rashi, that if a person is in danger and he nevertheless does Bris Milah, it's Kamila Shelo Bizmana and it's not Deicha Shabbos. Yechon already discussed why is it Chil Shabbos, even though he's Pater. Nevertheless, there's a Kiyum Mitzvah Milah. I am a chidush of Meir Simcha and Yevamos. Samach Dalet Amid Beis. The Rashi says no. If a person does Mila B'Shas Sakana, it's Kamila Shelo Bizman, it's not Derech Shabbos, and it's a Chil Shabbos. So it's Muchuch B'Das Rashi that Midin V'Chai Behem doesn't. Midin V'Chai Behem, there's no Mitzvah Mila here. Since it's a Sakana, we say V'Chai Behem. There's no Mitzvah of Mila, and therefore doing the Mila is Stam Chil Shabbos. Could be according to Rashi, he also would require a toughest dumb bris afterwards if he does the Mila B'Mokum Sakana. Because it's B'chal not a mitzvah. The Chemda Shlomo and our Chaim in Simen Lamed Ches, the famous Chemda Shlomo, is Mochiach from Avod Zardaf and Dalet Amad Aleph, that we say that Be'ones, if there's an animal that a person served Be'ones, that's not considered Neva. This animal doesn't have the status of an idol because it was Be'ones, because it's not considered his Maisa. However, in the Gemara there would appear this machlokas between Reb Zera and Rava, if Ba'onis is considered Nevad, Ayin Sham, Betosis. And in the Ritva it's mevor that according to Reb Zera, he holds that be'ovir avodah zarah ba'ones, it's only an aveira on kiddush Hashem, and it's not considered ovir avodah zarah, and therefore the animal isn't considered nevad. And Rava argues, and Rava holds that it's considered ovir avodah zarah. He's just not ne'anash, and therefore the behema is considered nevad ayin shem beritva. And the Rambam in Hilchos the Rambam paskins somewhere that also ba'ones it's considered nevad. The Rambam paskins that ba'ones it's nevad, because the Rambam holds that ba'ones is considered oved avodah zarah, just he's not nenash, and therefore the behemah is a surah midi nevad. And so it's the Chemda Shlomo and Simon Lamites. So now we understand the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Begimel Averos HaChamuros, Begimel Averos HaChamuros, about which we don't say B'chai Bahem, nevertheless there's a Ptur of Onus. However, what's the sheet of the Rambam when it comes to Onus? We just saw that when it's ones, the Rambam holds it's still considered neva, it's still considered a ma'aseh aveira. Just he's not nenash, so he's considered an oved avodah zarah, and therefore the behemah is neaseres midi neva. In other words, when you're in the category of the big three, and there's no v'chai behem, there's still a p'tur of ones, but that p'tur of ones is only midin onshin. An arrow lo sasa dabar, but it's still a ma'is avera. V'chai b'hem teaches that it's not even a ma'is avera, but here there's no v'chai b'hem, so it is a ma'is avera. It is a ma'is avera. That's why the behem is considered nevad, and that's why the kohen can't go to the duchen. Why can't the kohen duchen? Since even ba'ones he's considered an oved avodah zarah. So einachinami, it's a p'tur onesh, but he's still an oved avodah zarah, and an oved avodah zarah has no right to be Ola Leduchen. When the Rambam writes in Sodei Torah, it's Mechalas Hashem when he's over the Avodah Zarah, that's in addition to the Yisra Avodah Zarah. It's also Chil Hashem. So now we understand why this person is considered an Ovid Avodah Zarah that passes him Leduchen. Because his Maisa Avera, because his Avodah Zarah is still considered a Maisa Avera. So now we can answer the Rambam with which we began. The Rambam says, now we can answer Avram Avinu. How Avram Avinu, based on the Rambam, how Avram Avinu threw himself into the Kivshan Ha'esh. I ben Noach has not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. And you're now allowed to be over in an Aveira, according to the Rambam. If the din is Yav or Val Yehareg, you're now allowed to be Ne'erag. Sadam Ravinu do this. Very simple. Because the din of Avodah, we said there are two makaros for onus, that are onus patters. One is Ulanara Los Asadar, and the other one is V'chai B'hem. V'chai B'hem teaches that it's not even a Maisa Avera. Ulanara Los Asadar says the P'tur Me'onish. So us Jews, we have, if we're not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, we have a V'chai B'hem, so it's not even a Maisa Avera. But that din of V'chai B'hem, Rashi says in Sanhedrin at the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, is only talking to Bnei Yisrael, that they have a special chavivus, their nefesh has a special chavivus klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, v'chai b'hem v'lo she'yamus b'hem. But v'chai b'hem doesn't apply to Akum, doesn't apply to Bnei Noach, it only applies to Bnei Yisrael. But Bnei Noach still have the regular p'tur of onus, and therefore they're not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, they don't have to die because they're onus. Say to their onus, but it's still a ma'is aveira, it's just a p'tur me'onish. So by us, when we are over ba'ones, it's a ma'isa aveira. So we're now allowed to be we are not allowed to be over, since by us it's a Maisa Aveira. It's not even a Maisa Aveira. If the din would be Yavor Val Yehareg, we wouldn't be allowed to be over, because it's not even a Maisa Aveira, because we have a Chai Behem. But for Bnei Noach, who don't have a Chai Behem, it's still a Maisa Aveira. They're just not commanded, they just have a din of Anus, but it's still a Maisa Aveira. So since the Maisa Aveira, they're allowed to be Moser Nefesh, Am Ravina is allowed to be Moser Nefesh. So that's why the difference between Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Noach. For Bnei Yisrael, if the din is Yavor Val Yehareg, he's not allowed to be Nerag. But the Ben Noach has that right. Why does he have that right? Because there's no B'chai B'hem, meaning it's still a Maisa Aveira. Since it's still a Maisa Aveira, he's allowed to be Machmiran himself and be Moser es Nafsho. Rambam in Hochs Melachim Perakid Alacha Beis writes, Ben Noach she'ansu anas lavor alachas mimitzvaysav mutter lo lavor afilu nenas labet v'lazara oved. The Rambam says mutter lo lavor. The Rambam should have said chayav labet v'lazara, because if he's not over and he dies, he's mischayav benafsho. Why does the Rambam just write ahead there? So it must be that also the Rambam holds that be Yisrael b'shar v'ez v'yavor v'al yaharik. If he's machmir on himself and he's nerag, he's mischayiv b'nafsho, he should have been over. However, b'bnei Noach, since his p'tur is only midin ones, he is allowed to be machmir on himself. That's why the Rambam says not chayiv lavor, he doesn't have to be over, he's allowed to be over. But he also is allowed to be Nerag. So you see that it's Mefurish in the Rambam, like we're saying. That if for a Ben Noach, he has a right, even though the din from him is Yavor Val Yehareg, he still has the right to be over. And the reason could be, as we said, because he doesn't have the V'chai Behem saying that it's not even a Maisa Aveira, so it is a Maisa Aveira, so he has a right to be over. He has a right to die and not be over. And so is Mashman the Meshech Chachma like this in Parashat Zos HaBracha, and the Maritz Chayis in Sukkah Yadalef Amid Beis. And with this, we can explain more things, but we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be Zocha Lilmod Ulelamed Lishmar Belasos. Ulekayim is called Rebbe Samu Tarasu Be'ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.